So Chamisha Miketz, we see the brothers beginning to come to terms with the gravity of their past, even if it is a long time ago, 22 years ago. So, you know, the Ramban picks up on it. He says, you know, the Achzarius, this is Lashitaso, because he thinks that they actually sold him. So the Achzarius is in addition to the Mechira, and maybe even worse, right, that, you know, even though it's not recorded in the Pesukim earlier, we would only expect that a brother would turn to his brothers and say, you know, a little bit of Rachmanis, as we discussed yesterday, that Achva is specifically based Zara. So the brothers are saying that in addition to the Mechira, you know, the real problem is that we were Achzar. So I think we can take this idea half a step further. You know, Lashitas HaRashbam. And the brothers never say that they sold him because they know that that actually didn't happen. But they say, Aval Hashimim Anachnu Alchino Asher Ra'inu Tzaras Nafsho Bishchananu Elenu V'lo Shamanu Alkein Bo Elenu HaTzara HaZos. It's actually very meduyak. The last thing the brothers know happened to Yosef is that he was screaming from the pit, Vayeshvu L'achol Lachem, you know, and while he was screaming for his life, you know, they were busy eating lunch. It's almost unthinkable in terms of, you know, the losochlu al hadam phenomenon, but, you know, it really did happen. So they go back to that last moment, which is very much, you know, sort of emblazoned in their consciousness. You know, Hashemim anachnu alachinu, Shirainu tzaras nafsho, bishchananu elenu velo shamanu, alken ba elenu atzara zos. What they're saying is that we know exactly why this is happening, because of the sense of Achzarius, as Ramban says, but that was the unique moment when they sensed, you know, just how cruel it really was, and that they were insensitive to their brother's plight, right? You know, the Ramban Parish Midarchei Tzibur comes to mind, right? The sense of being completely deaf, you know, or disinterested, apathetic to the suffering of others. So they recognize that as a grievous sin. And I think, again, it's meduyak, especially according to the Rashbam, because that was the last thing that they, you know, had a sense of. And then, you know, just to further the point, Reuven says to them, you know, Halo amarti alecham lemor, al techtu vayeled velo shmatem vegam damo hinei nidrash, right? The whole point that Reuven is saying to them, I told you, at the time, Reuven, who had plotted in Laman Hatzil Osam Yadam Hashivo Al Aviv, so Reuven, who then came to the brothers and said, Hayalad Enenu Vani Ananiva, because he's the one who's reported it to the brothers. They were busy eating when the Anashim Yadim Socharim. So Reuven speaks up again. It's like they're going back 22 years, and he says, yeah, I told you at the time, right, Al Tachdu Vayalad Vlo Shmatem Vegam Demo Hine Nitrash. They're rehashing these events from decades ago, and Reuven is saying to them, I told you not to do that. I told you that it would be a terrible thing if we did. And now, you know, the just desserts, the whirlwind that we have to reap is really coming our way. It's an extraordinarily painful recognition that they have to make. You know, Vegam Damo, Hinei Nidrash, that the blood of Yosef is now Nidrash. It's coming, you know, to, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Darosh Yidrushenu, Hashem Lokech Meimach, God is seeking out the well-being of Yosef in this situation. So again, I think that these are some of the strongest psukim in terms of just a raya mipshuto shel mikra, that what really happened was vayavron Hashem min adim socharim vayimshechu vayalo es Yosef min abar vayim kuros Yosef liyishmelim b'ashem kasef, you know, vayaviv es Yosef mitzrayim. The point is that the brothers were prepared to sell him, and therefore they're responsible for that, to be sure, but the last thing that they're aware of is Hashemim anachnu alachinu asher ra'inu tzaras nafsho, and Reuven is uniquely aware of it, because Reuven's plan was to get Yosef out of the pit. You know, vayashov Reuven al habor, v'inei ein Yosef babor, you know, vayikras begadav, yelad einenu v'ani ananiva, is that they're now, you know, going back to that moment, this moment of deep confusion, where it was totally unclear what had happened. They didn't know about the Anashim Midyanim Socharim. They don't know exactly about, you know, the fact that the Anashim Midyanim would, you know, sell Yosef to the Yishmaelim that they saw from a distance. They didn't know any of this, right? So the point is that there's a very strong sense of going back in time. Everybody assumes sort of the natural roles that they played at the time. Reuven in particular, a Mariah, I think the Mariah of great strength, Rishitas HaRashbam, that the real crime, of course, was not the Mechira, that they didn't do, even though they're, of course, responsible for it, But the real crime is the apathy that they demonstrated. Asher ra'inu tzara'as nafsho, b'yischan no'elenu v'lo shamanu, al kein ba'alenu ha'tzara'azos.